For today's meditation, I'm going to be reading a children's book, so you may hear a couple of pages turning, but I encourage you to take the normal posture for your meditation session, to sit comfortably in your chair or on the floor, be grounded, let your arms be relaxed on the arms of the chair or in your lap. Find yourself sitting evenly on both sides. Way to be comfortable while you listen to the words of the story. Way to allow your breathing to flow evenly as you listen to the story. Moody Cow Meditates by Carolyn McLean. My name is Moody Cow. It used to be Peter, but now it's Moody Cow. It all started one stupid, rotten day when everything went wrong. First, I had a bad dream, a very bad dream, which involved a giant three-eyed alien. What a rotten way to wake up. I wanted to find my mom and tell her about the giant three-eyed alien, but I couldn't find her anywhere. So I admit, I was in a bad mood to begin with. Then I couldn't find my skateboard. Turned out my sister had borrowed it. Okay, maybe I overreacted when I pulled her tail, but it was a brand new skateboard and she had drawn all over it. So then Daisy had to get me back by tripping me on the stairs. What a monster. That made me mad. So mad, I cut her doll's hair off. On purpose. Of course, I got in trouble for that, which made me miss the bus. I had to ride my bike all the way to school in the snow. That made me really mad. On the way home from school, I hit a snowbank and scraped my knee. There was blood everywhere. The rest of the day, I couldn't stop thinking about how my rotten day was really Daisy's fault. She put me in a bad mood by drawing on my new skateboard. Or maybe it was the giant three-eyed alien's fault for giving me bad dreams. Whatever, I was so mad I couldn't see straight. And when I turned into our driveway, I crashed right into my dad's truck. But you can understand that with a bloody knee and a banged up nose, I was madder than ever. Super mad. Then I did something crazy. I picked up my baseball and threw it right through the window on purpose. Unfortunately, my mom saw the whole thing. "What on earth do you think you're doing?" she yelled. "Have you lost your mind?" She came outside, took one look at my super mad, rotten day face, and I guess she felt sorry for me. "Aw, are you a little moody cow?" Of course, my sister heard her say that, and she started yelling, moody cow, Peter is a moody cow. And the next thing I knew, all the kids in the neighborhood joined in. "We need grandfather," Mom said, and picked up the phone. Pretty soon, my grandfather was sitting in the sunroom on a meditation cushion. I got to sit on one too. "I hear they're calling you Moody Cow," Grandfather said and smiled. I couldn't help smiling back a little. I guess Moody Cow was kind of a funny name. "See this," he said, as he pointed to a jar of water. "This is your mind," he said. "And these," he held out a little dish of sparkles, "are your angry thoughts." "That," I said, "is a jar of water, and those are Daisy's fairy dust sparkles. Come on, Mr. Moody Cow, work with me here. Now what we're going to do is put a pinch of sparkles for every angry thought you have. Then we're going to sit here until they all settle down to the bottom. By the time the water is clear again, your anger will have all settled down too." "It won't work," I told him. "Let's just see," he said. I took a pinch of sparkles and dropped it in the water. "Which angry thought is that?" Grandfather asked. "That's the three-eyed alien that tried to gobble me up last night." "Oh, I see. Rotten way to start the day. Okay, what else?" I put in another pinch for the angry thought. "This is me having to clean the toilet for a whole month for breaking the window. I hate cleaning the toilet." "Me too. What else?" I put in one more pinch of sparkles and said, "This is Daisy drawing on my brand new skateboard with a marker. Oh dear, she did that," Grandfather sighed. "Okay, what else?" "This pinch is when I missed the bus and had to ride my bike to school in the snow. You can ride a bike through the snow? Grandfather asked. I have good tires. Anything else? On my way home, I scraped my knee and I was so mad I crashed into Dad's truck. I think I broke my nose. Ouch, Grandfather said. That must have hurt. It did. Then I picked up my baseball and threw it through the window. On purpose. Wow, you should put in a double pinch for that one. I guess you really did have a moody cow day. I sure did. Is that all? Grandfather asked. Yeah, but it's a lot. Sure is. Grandfather put the lid on the jar and shook it up real good. This jar is like your mind right now, he said. Angry thoughts bouncing all over the place. Now let's see what happens when we let your angry thoughts settle down, Grandfather said, putting the mind jar down in front of me. Just sit quietly and see what happens. I sat up real straight, then I got to ring the gong. Bong. I sat watching all my angry thoughts swirl around like crazy in the jar. A few thoughts slowed down and sank to the bottom. Then a few more, and a few more. It was so still I could feel my heart beating. It was so quiet I could hear my breath going in and out. I felt a ray of golden sunshine coming through the window. It warmed my back and started to melt away the last of my anger. Finally, Grandfather rang the gong to end the meditation. He leaned over to whisper in my ear, "Okay, this part's important. Don't move until you can't hear the sound of the gong anymore." I cocked my head, listening closer. Bong. The ringing got softer and softer and softer until I couldn't hear it at all. Grandfather smiled and held up the jar. "Well, look at this. All the sparkles have settled down," he said. "And my angry thoughts have too," I said. "I mean, I guess if I think about it, I could get mad again." "That's probably true," he said, "but we had to work pretty hard to settle them down. Let's not stir them all up again." I laughed for the first time that day. "That thing is cool. Can I keep it?" "Sure," Grandfather said. He smiled and handed me the jar and the dish of sparkles. "A few minutes each day helps keep the moody cow away." I laughed again. "Thanks, Grandfather. Can we do this again tomorrow?" "Of course. Let's try to do this together every day." I went to my room and put the mind jar by my bed, just in case the three-eyed alien ever comes back. Now it's been 2 whole weeks, and I haven't had one moody cow day. But I've decided to keep the name anyway. I kind of like it. The end. Now take a moment to let you hear the silence, to allow you to hear the breath. Maybe there's sunshine to feel on your back or your face. Whatever it may be, to give you a moment of peace, quiet, calm, to take with you into the rest of your day. Take care.